Dr. Sabri, getting an office note on patient Ramiro Gonzalez, GONZALEZ, Ramiro RAMIRO, date of birth 5/11/1950, date of service 5/28/2024, preparing of the patient, 74-year-old Hispanic gentleman, was referred to see by Dr. Amador for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine. Preparing of his past medical history includes the following one: diabetes mellitus type 2 for years, next hypertension for years, next benign prostatic hypertrophy, next COVID-19 in 2022. Pure paragraph, past surgical history includes left knee surgery, next abdominal hernia repair, next cataract surgery, next LASIK surgery to the eyes. Pure paragraph, allergies, non-drug allergies. Pure paragraph, social history. Patient lives with his grandson currently, no smoking history, no alcohol use, no drug use. He's a retired owner of a construction company. Pure paragraph, family history, father history is unknown, mother died from COVID. He has two brothers, one of them has MI and had a stroke. Another one is on dialysis, had ESRD and diabetes. His sister died from COVID complications. Period paragraph, review of systems, reveals no headache. He does have nighttime snoring, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no cough, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, no diarrhea. He does have nocturia times one, no straining upon urination. He has medium urinary flow, no dribbling, no incontinence, and no leg swelling. All other systems are reviewed and are negative. Patient mentioned that he did not receive any COVID injections, period, paragraph. Current medications include aspirin, Glyxambi, G-L-Y-X-A-M-B-I, garlic, lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide, semaglutide, tamsulosin. Physical exam. Blood pressure 86/59, repeated 93/57. Pulse sounds otherwise as mentioned above. HNT, pupils around the active light, pale conjunctiva, anterior sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular suspension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema noted. Next supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds, a regular rate and rhythm normal sinus 2. No members heard, no friction of her lungs, acute to auscultation, no crackles of his abdomen, soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity extremities. There is no edema in the lower extremities. Skin, he does have erythematous lesions over both upper extremities. Period. Paragraph. Investigations available to me include the following. BUN36, creatinine 1.88, estimated GFR 37 milliliter per minute, total CO2 20, potassium 5.4, albumin 4.1, normal liver enzymes, total cholesterol 181, triglycerides 101, HDL 44, LDL 117, A1C is 8.7, period paragraph, assessment and plan 1, chronic kidney disease stage 3B, partly related to possible diuretic use, but he has multiple risk factors for chronic kidney disease, including diabetes and hypertension, as well as possible obstruction, given his BPH. We are going to do a full workup to include imaging studies, serologic workup, and quantification of proteinuria, if any, period. Paragraph. Next, hypertension, currently on hypotensive side, we are going to decrease his lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide by half and recheck his kidney function and blood pressure. Next visit, patient is instructed to monitor his blood pressure at home. He will call if he has any questions. Period. Next diagnosis, diabetes mellitus type 2, out of control, management as per Dr. Amador. Next diagnosis, benign prostatic hypertrophy. We'll do a bladder ultrasound to assess post-void residual rule out obstruction. Next diagnosis, hyperkalemia. Patient will be placed on low potassium diet. This is partly related to his metabolic acidosis. We are going to start him on sodium bicarbonate. Period. Paragraph. Patient is going to be started on supportive supplement for his kidney health. Period. Patient is going to be back in around 2 to 3 weeks for further evaluation and to discuss the workup. I thank you, Dr. Amador, for allowing me to see your patient in consultation. I'll keep you updated on his progress and the report. Thanks. You see Dr. Amador.